welcome to Looking Back at Gore's History Through the Files of the Bunyip. And for this week, we are looking at Wednesday, the 20th of May. And I'm down here in the Gawler Culture Heritage Centre with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. Good to be here.
It is. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Snakes. One of the events in connection with the recent floods was the large number of black and other snakes brought down by the force of the water. Two unfortunate reptiles who effected a landing at Bushfeldy only escaped drowning to meet their fate on land as they were promptly dispatched by Messrs. F. Bis, Winkle and Reinke.
Reinke. F. Bis Winkle, that would have been Frederick Bis Winkle that lived for Winkle's Bridge fame.
Yes.
And Reinke, R-E-I-N-C-K-E, I would say.
I-C-K-E. That might be misspelled anyway. I could never trust the spelling from 150 years ago. It was pretty random.
It was, especially with the foreigners.
Oh, and I had trouble with the most names, I think.
100 years ago, motorists and level crossings, what's news?
Yes.
The unusually large number of deaths caused by collisions between motor cars and trains at level crossings is causing consternation among motorists and railways officials in several states. Well, it's still a problem.
It is, but I guess 100 years ago, cars were still relatively new and things weren't worked out well.
They weren't. Yeah, so, they were catching up.
Yes. Car ownership proliferated.
Oh, yeah.
That period.
Oh, yeah. And, yes, 1920s.
Road rules, road safety, precaution, new things wouldn't have been up to the demand at the time. So, 50 years ago, trust awards for buildings. Three National Trust plaques to be attached to historic Gawler buildings were handed over in a ceremony at the High Street Hall recently. The buildings which played a role in Gawler's development are the Savings Bank of SA, the Gawler Town Hall, and the Gawler Institute. And, of course, where we are right now.
Yes, absolutely. 25 years ago, First Babe has big impact on Little Township. Thompson's Beach residents have welcomed with open arms the first babe to be born in their tiny town. Weighing 6 pounds, 7 ounces, Dean Lee Garland was born at Lyle McEwen Hospital at 10:40 p.m. on May 3 to proud parents Sandy Reinerston and Adam Garland. Well, there you go. Thing to make a newspaper article out. And I'm just going to read this one from the letters column, which is birthday wishes. To my dad, happy 90th birthday for the 22nd of May. Love and best wishes from your daughter Lisa of Gawler. Well, happy birthday, Dad.
I love that there's priceless. No real names there either. So
no, you can't. Yes. That's why you put it in there rather than in the personal notices because no one's going to see it and think, oh, Lisa who, Dad who.
Yeah, it's lovely.
So you're on to 10 years ago now.
Yes, I'm on to 10 years ago. Gawler Connect's green light. Tenders will soon be called for the $11.4 million Gawler Connect project, with the final concept designs to be approved this week. The project, which is underpinned by $5.6 million federal government funding, will transform the state heritage-listed Gawler Town Hall and Gawler Institute buildings into an, inverted commas, architecturally significant hub for community, while boosting local employment.
Jury's still out on that a little bit.
Yes.
Because sometimes the place seems to be under-peopled. Is that a right word? Yes, under-peopled. Seems a bit cavernous at times. If it wasn't for the cafe, it would be quite quiet at times.
The cafe is definitely and
a hub.
Very well. It's a hub.
Yeah.
Yes, it's become quite a hub. So I think the cafe has really transformed the building, actually.
It has, it's become a little bit of a pulse. A fluttering pulse.
Yes.
Oh, dear. So that's it.
That is it for this week.
That's a very short column, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And we'll speak to everyone next week.
Until next week, Kay.
For old life's sign.